This year, a survey of hunters showed that more than 60% were opposed to the unrestricted use of bait piles during hunting seasons. Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Supervisor Eric Lobner says that's a noticeable shift.
We've seen that number change from closer to 50-50. Half the people felt you should have baiting and 50% thought that you shouldn't have baiting. So it's changed over time.
In surveys conducted by the Wisconsin Conservation Congress in 2006 and 2007, a majority of hunters approved letting people use things like apples, corn, and pumpkins to attract deer. That was after the DNR temporarily banned the practice in an effort to stop the spread of chronic wasting disease. But in 2003, lawmakers, including now Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman, brought baiting back in counties where no CWD was found. Grothman says the real issue is about keeping deer alive during the winter. Despite the change in public opinion, he doesn't expect a lot of change anytime soon.
I don't see any reason to change the current law, but I would be particularly adamant that we should allow all the feeding we can during the winter months so that the deer don't starve and we keep the numbers up.
This spring, a citizen task force charged with implementing changes to Wisconsin's deer management recommended another statewide ban on baiting and feeding. Some hunters say it changes deer behavior and can lead to a privatization of the resource because more deer are attracted to areas where hunters use food piles. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.